The end of the First Battle of Fallujah was one of the lowest points of the entire U.S. military effort in Iraq. "Most of Fallujah is returning to normal," President Bush asserted on April 28 after a series of aerial bombardments. It was a stunningly inaccurate statement. Not one of the objectives of the Marine attack had been achieved. The attack order, as stated in a Marine briefing, was to capture, kill the murderers of the coalition contractors while conducting offensive operations, to restore law and order, and build long-term stability. The desired end state, as stated in that briefing, was to make it impossible for terrorists to destabilize the city again. When the fight ended, the murderers had not been apprehended, and law and order had not been restored. What's worse, in the following weeks, it would become painfully clear that it was the murderers of the contractors who enjoyed free rein in the city, not the Marines. "We turned the city over to the Fallujah Brigade, which was made up of people we'd been fighting against," said Tulin. It was a moment that would have been comic, were it not so tragic. The Fallujah Brigade was created as a fig leaf for the U.S. withdrawal. When told that the city would be controlled by this new Iraqi organization, Abizaid is said to have called Bremer and asked, "Why did you create the Fallujah Brigade?" In his memoir, Bremer reports that his own reaction to the creation of the brigade was, "What the hell is going on?" In fact, the brigade had been cooked up between the CIA and the Marines as a way of ending the political standoff over the city. The MEF, Marine Expeditionary Force, the senior Marine headquarters in Iraq, came up with the idea and floated it to CJTF, and they approved it, Lethen later said with evident regret. "My opinion? That was hiring the inmates to run the asylum." It soon became clear that the members of the Fallujah Brigade had far more in common with the insurgents than they ever would with the Marines. The Iraqi officer chosen to lead the brigade, Jassim Mohammed Saleh, a former commander of a brigade of the old Republican Guard, entered Fallujah wearing the green uniform and red beret he had worn as a major general in Saddam Hussein's army. When authorities learned more about his background, Bremer's spokesman Dan Sainer said much later that Saleh oversaw the slaughtering of 5,000 Shiites in Karbala in 1991. They removed him from the position. But that was just a face-saving move. The fact was that the U.S. military had stopped fighting, withdrawn from the city, and left it to the other side. General Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, attempted to put a good face on this strange outcome. "I'm going to try to set the record straight," he proclaimed during a Sunday morning interview on Fox News. "The reporting to date has been, let me just say, very, very inaccurate. Here are the facts." The situation was being controlled by commanders on the ground, primarily them, not us here in Washington, he said somewhat surprisingly, given the reports from senior Marine commanders that they were ordered from the highest levels first to attack and then to unilaterally cease fire. More brazenly, he portrayed the creation of the Fallujah Brigade as just one more step in the Iraqification of security. "You know, we want Iraqis to do this work, and this is a microcosm of what we want to happen all over Iraq. The members of the brigade were Iraqis that have shown up, that want to be helpful. If they can be helpful, fine,"